All right, here we go.
And driving out of town and out of state, seems like the only viable option or a pleasant way to escape. I can meet new friends who don't know me or the hell that I've been through. It's easier to fake a smile when the face is just brand new. Breaking up and tearing down, I've known a hurricane could come one day, but I never knew the hurricane could save. Always I'd rather clear the table, blow all the dust, just shove my things off the side. Could I just start over with just enough?
I wanna make this change to keep things the same. Let me get a little closer so I keep this far away. I wanna hold on tight, what I might burn down. We'll keep things quiet, watch us drown inside the sound. That's the problem, isn't it? If we stay or go, still left with a what if. Falling face within the mist of a realization, might not get what we put in. Let's put this all to rest. take a break by diving headfirst in. Show me what I can keep to give up what I have. Bless and curse, we toss and turn. Forget my name, but stay concerned. I'll work this out. God damn it, we're gonna do this again because I fucked up. This is Cole from River City Sounds. This is episode 93, and I am here with
Holdover.
You know, you didn't wait for the count.
Holdover.
There was gonna be a count.
I think it came out really well, guys. Ordin's the band. How long have you guys been around?
So long. Just a couple of years now.
2021.
So yeah, September 21. We all over 2 years. We all shacked up and started.
Cam and I were in a band, and that kind of fizzled out. I think Cameron asked me to play music. I had been dying to play more music with him.
Nope. COVID hit, and Jared wanted to not go get haircuts or go out in public or be around anybody. Wow. And I asked him numerous times to play music. And I was like, hey, I want to try something different.
Brave the wilderness, yeah.
Yeah.
And
did not take a hint.
Yeah, then in 2021, I was visiting Joel at his where he worked. It was a brewery, and I told him I want to play music, and I was like, you know what we need to do is we need to try to play music with Jared. And so I was like, I have a strategy. I was like,
oh my god,
I'm just gonna send a message out and say, hey, do you want to just jam? And my buddy Joel plays bass, and he's just like wants to jam. And I was like, whatever happens, whatever he writes, you tell him that you love the music.
Wait, what?
No.
I didn't hear any of this until right now.
I've been saving this.
Is this
for a
true?
Long time.
Yeah.
Revelations.
So that's why when I sent you a message, I made it nonchalant. We were already planning to get you.
But Joel is still doing this, so you hate all our songs. You've been doing this for years.
He doesn't like anything. He doesn't like any of his parts.
I've only ever wanted to be in a grindcore band. I'm so.
He really is excited about the song.
No,
he plays
I think
one note
okay. So
for 3 minutes
so
too.
Realistically, the approach was we're gonna get there.
Getting outed.
And he's like just. I don't care what, even if it was like, just go like, cool. Like, and then what's going to happen is.
You're going to build his confidence?
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, just keep going. And eventually we're going to be like, oh, now it's, yep. Now it became something.
Which is true.
And did absolutely happen. True. Yeah. So, and even though regardless of us prefacing our conversation, be like, yeah, it was sick. It was great. First song was Mercy Mild. It was great. We polished it up in like a month. First one ever.
Yeah. Was that original or was that from the old band?
That was Havsies.
It was going to be.
We did play with the old band. It was much faster and punkier, and then we toned it back.
Which is funny because that's the fastest song we have.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel.
Yeah, it doesn't carry.
It doesn't feel like pop punk. No. Maybe a little bit.
See, isn't it fun when I erase the first 10 minutes? It feels so much more relaxed now, and it's going to be a much different... we're just going to go off the rails here
a little bit.
Wait,
you were lying, too. You just did that on purpose.
Yeah, he said I should, though.
It's a tactic.
I should.
It's a tactic.
Fun.
Oh, well, I can't trust them.
It's like Michael Scott in The Office, man. Where Pam always, like, doesn't patch him through at first because he always says something stupid. Yeah.
That's not bad.
And then the second time, he's like, hello.
We're going to skip around and do some questions today, some different stuff.
Fire them off.
So, are y'all from Richmond?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am, yes. Well, yeah. Born and raised, yes, me.
Same
yes.
here.
And me is Joel.
Me is Joel. Joel.
Joel is me.
Joel, yeah. Sean, you're from Richmond, born and raised?
No, I'm from the metropolis of Danville, Virginia.
Okay, mostly Virginia-based bands, most part.
I've only lived in Virginia.
I moved around a million times as a kid, but I went to high school in Virginia Beach, and then I came to Richmond, and then I moved away, and then I moved back. So, mostly Virginia.
But you guys have been in Richmond for a little bit of time.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Do you have maybe a favorite bar, brewery, restaurant, hangout spot that you guys like to go in the city?
It used to be Triple Crossing when Joel worked there, mm-hmm. so we could see him and drink at the same time.
It was
kind of
I did like when my bartending days were fun. That was good. Yeah. I don't know. For me, if I go out and get a drink.
For us, though.
Collectively.
For the squad spot. I don't know.
It don't gotta be for a squad. It could be for yourself. Sometimes you want to be that person who reads a bar.
So,
a book at a bar.
Jared, if I want to meet up with Jared, typically it's I like the spotty dog. Yeah,
I don't
spotty
drink,
dog
so
ice cream.
Ice cream and coffee is more of the deal for me.
I like going to Church Hill, grab a spotty dog. If I want
a spotty dog.
I find a Dalmatian, I steal it. It's fine.
I was gonna say, is that the name of the place?
Spotty Dog's ice cream place. It's really, really good. I like going there. If I'm going to go see Jared, if I see Cam, it's a smorgasbord of wherever. And same with Sean, it's like wherever.
When me and Joel go out to somewhere, it's usually we don't even know where we're going. We just drive, and then we end up somewhere.
Wait, whose house are we at right now?
Sean.
Your house? Okay. Yep. So, the three of you, do you guys live closer into the city? Or do you guys live a little further out?
I live in Churchill.
You're probably the furthest away.
Yeah. I live 20 minutes south. I live in Chesterfield.
Okay, so you're a little further south than he is, even. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, or east. I'm north Chesterfield.
Yeah. I live...
You don't live in the city, son.
No,
I'm mistaken.
No, right now.
No.
None of them live in the city.
He ain't in the city.
He's way out.
Joel lives...
Okay.
Houghton.
Okay, just getting a vibe for where everyone is at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me your specific address, please. so we're in this area. You got a favorite snack? What do you... maybe it could be a good spot for you to get something. Yeah. Maybe it's just from the vending machine at work. What's your favorite snack? Yeah. Like I said, I'm hopping around these questions.
No, I'm into it. I'm absolutely into it.
I mean, I love candy a lot.
So yeah.
I would snack on gummies and chocolate 24/7 if it wasn't the worst thing for me.
That's gonna
you
be
got $1.50 to spend at the vending machine at work. What are you getting?
Probably nothing with inflation.
$1.50 still?
Pack of gum.
Probably like Skittles or gummies.
Okay, fair.
I go $1.50 on a vending machine, if I'm able to figure out, I'm going to go a sweet and savory. I'll get like a little bag of chips, and I get like a Reese cup or something.
Shut up.
It's going to be about $3.10.
I know.
So it's a little bit. I'm teasing.
Okay,
fine,
so for my three course.
Okay, so $1.50, I'm going to get a pack of gum. I don't know.
That's more like 90. No, I'm sorry. I fucking live off the vending machine over at UPS now. And also, we discovered that there is a vending machine on our second floor of the apartment complex we live in, so that whenever we have D&D, like tonight, we get a big old bottle, and then we go downstairs and get something from the vending machine.
Well. So what's all right? So we're gonna flip this. What's your move? $1.50 the vending. Where you go? Like, what's the?
It always depends on how I'm feeling. But if I'm just doing the $1.50, I'm probably gonna get the barbecue chip, the twirly, what they call Fritos. You know?
Yeah.
The spiral.
Yeah, not a bad choice.
And then if I got a little extra money, then I'll probably get myself some chocolate. It always depends on if you're getting maybe.
What Cameron gets.
I don't know if I trust chocolate from a vending machine.
No.
Cameron, don't get the sandwiches from the vending machine or the fucking hot coffee from the vending machine.
Salad?
Don't do those.
We're talking about egg salad?
Sheets versus Wall. We're going
to
do that?
No, well, first of all.
You can if you
we're
want
gonna
to.
We're talking about Pepsi versus Coke.
This is
we're talking about bootleggers.
This is
I was going to say that. If I'm going to get a snack, I don't eat snacks. I'm going to get rep $2 bootlegger.
What is this?
Johnny Boot?
Oh.
It's alcohol.
It's crappy alcohol. Yeah. So yeah. I have a really funny story with that, actually. Oh, one of the bands I was playing with, the guy I told you about, we were recording.
Yeah.
I was probably 17, he's probably 18, and we were about to go on stage. It was the first time that his parents saw him, and as we're about to get on, one of our friends, Corey, pulls up and says, "Hey, both of y'all take a swig of this real quick," and I don't remember anything after that for the most part.
Yeah, and, that's a Johnny Boot?
No, we have some videos of it. I remember being like, what is that damn shit? Until I saw it a couple years ago in the 7-Eleven, I was like, oh, that's what it is. Yeah. So
it's like neon colored.
We drank the blue one. I don't want to go into it right now, but I have at least maybe 15 to 20 minutes of story based on that night. I've been told of what I did, I hear you.
It is not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. We'd already been drinking like whiskey too that night too, so
it's got so much sugar.
It's a sugar bomb.
That's the problem.
It gets you.
You also gotta love any drink where the flavor is just a color.
Yeah.
Like, what flavor is this? Red?
Exactly. I drank the blue one.
I just love that Cameron was like, I don't eat snacks or candy. I drink sugar liquor.
See, I forgot what it was. I didn't remember what it was called.
Sugar moonshine.
Okay.
The deuce deuces, yeah.
No, so right now, what is it called? Like, potion promotion or some bullshit like that?
Oh, it's a potion, all right.
I work at ABC store on Fridays, and they have, like, $20 off the liter .75.
Oh, they sell
that
ABC,
which ABC do you work at?
I look at the one at... It's a store Free 60. It's the one that supplies all the chains.
Okay.
There's a new front recently, but we mostly supply... Like, I went to Barcode the other night, was not surprised by anything they know there, because I know what the Barcode fucking gets. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do orders for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, good God. Ooh, we're in this area.
Sounds like you had some Johnny Boot.
I'm so sorry.
That's the Modelosos.
Modelosos.
Modeloso, baby. Number one selling beer in America now.
I know, right? Isn't that great? I love me some Modelo. So, RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. If you were reassigned those words to those letters, still spells out RVA means Richmond, Virginia to you, what would it be?
For instance,
you could do like Rats Vernacular Association.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that seems like it should be in there.
Oh, redneck vehicular assassins.
Ooh, good one. Okay. Redneck. Not as many rednecks, but they're around here sometimes.
I live out there.
You push out of Richmond a little bit. You get a couple of them.
That's where you're flexing by how big your truck is, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not about the trucks. It's probably the truck
how much
nuts.
It's squatted in
it's
the back.
The truck nuts.
Yeah.
That's really.
Oh, the truck nuts are real fun.
I have croc nuts for my crocs.
I bought that.
Really?
That's cool.
From Cameron.
Okay. Is that the little called chitlets? Is that what they call them for the crocs?
I don't know.
They're called.
I don't know.
I've got.
No. So the crocs. You know
you clip them to the
four-wheel drive strap.
Oh, yeah. The four-wheel drive. Thank you. That's what it is.
Yeah, when you want to kick in an overdrive, you put it back, and he's got little mini croc nuts, just like you put on a truck, and you clip right there.
Yep.
So when he goes out running, they're flapping.
Yep. I also have headlights for my crocs now, too.
That's pretty dope.
I really hope you fucking do. That sounds great.
Did you get the rake attachments, too?
I don't have snowplow attachments.
I'm
dead serious.
Are we endorsing Crocs right now?
It's okay.
Absolutely not.
It's okay. We do not endorse Crocs as much as Page 7 does, so I think we're fine. Do you guys listen to podcasts at all? Do you any?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes, what do you listen to? I mostly listen to, like, Last Podcast Network kind of stuff,
it's
and then
weird.
Some dollops and whatnot.
So for me, what I'll do is I'll have, like, these weird ideas where I think being a musician is, I think you are too, is, like, you'll think about someone, you're like, dude, what's that guy doing now? Like, what is Bert from The Used doing right now? So I'll just search through podcasts like Bert, and I'll find like
either an episode or his own.
Right. So for me, it's hard to pinpoint like it was this exact episode.
You literally just skip around between podcasts.
Literally. I'm just like, I hunt for people that I want to hear speak.
That's the problem is that like I have a real big problem with like trying a new podcast. Like I don't fucking like these people's energy.
Right.
Sure.
And I just turn it off.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I don't listen to any music podcasts. I listen to Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
This is the nerdy side. I like Stuff You Should Know.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
It's like from the How Stuff Works group, because those guys are just entertaining.
No, that's unfortunate. I don't really listen to much music unless it's like on the record player, and it's mostly because I just do so much and I'm writing also, so it's just like, I mostly listen to people talk in my face for the most part.
Business Wars is good too, although I can't figure out how many times the guy's like doing the voices himself versus bringing someone in. So that one's interesting.
Do you guys like podcasts, or is not really your flavor as much?
I don't listen to much podcasts.
It's all right.
I have listened to a lot of podcasts, but I listened to Office Ladies for a long time. I like The Office a lot.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I listened to, the guy from Silverstein has one called Lead Singer Syndrome, where he just interviews singers. of different bands.
See, I'd listen to that. That'd be cool.
It's pretty interesting.
That sounds like every... Is there going to be like, oh, that was really good. I was like, that was a train wreck and he held it together. Good job. That was so much fun. Or just, I don't know.
Honestly...
It seems like it could go left or right. It could go any fucking direction.
Yeah,
it seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
I don't love Shane from Silverstein, but I like hearing from bands... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, that scene... He even says it, actually, a few times in the podcast. Like, the whole scene of, like, punk, screamo, pulse, whatever. They're all, like, kind of fake famous. Like, they're famous enough to be in a band that makes money, but they're not getting, like, recognized in the street and stuff.
Yeah.
So, at the same time, like, if you like those bands, you really don't have a lot of, like, interviews and video. I mean, maybe now with social media, but certainly before, it was, like, very scattered. So, it's nice to just, like, hear people... in bands that I like a lot, be able to talk about their experiences being singers in bands.
Is fake famous the level where you like want to get a good table in the restaurant and you're pissed when they're like not recognizing you?
I think I think that's what it can be, but he was talking about is more the fact that like you're famous to your fans.
Exactly.
If you don't know who you are, you're not famous. You don't get
people
on the street.
You're famous
a freaking rock star. When you go home, it's
no one knows who the
literally
you
thousands
are. Yeah.
of
exactly.
people know you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. I should have looked at the next question, had it ready. What do y'all have? What do you share interest wise other than music? Do you guys collaborate? Not collaborate. But do you guys bond over anything other than music?
Video games.
It's
shows.
Yeah, film and video games.
Movies,
and cinema, cinema and video games.
Anything specific
tattoos.
That sticks out in mind? I know you guys got some nice sleeves. All
I'm the only one that has
no
tattoos. Right.
Yeah, sure.
No
tattoos. Oh, don't be modest.
Sean's
his,
the dad of the dad.
His whole. You should see his cheeks.
That's says something about your personality if you've had guns tattooed.
Was your first
body.
Tattoo your sleeve?
Yes.
Yes, Cameron.
The full sleeve.
He went all.
He went from nothing to full sleeve.
Yeah.
May I show it? May you show it off a little bit? Can I see it?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very pretty. Got a lot of colors there. What's up the arm, the purple there? What's that?
It's a dragon.
You got a dragon. What's in the inside?
I
saw some.
Clouds, lightning.
Okay. I just like the purple lightning. Purple lightning is fucking cool.
Yeah, he asked me what color, and I was like, he said yellow, and I was like, can we do purple?
Yeah, purple
is a little different.
Sweet. There you go. Very cool, very cool. So
I still haven't found anything that I've like been like, that's it.
It's your first one. Once you get your first one, it's fun.
I have commitment anxiety going here.
This is Chloe's Corner, technically. We're skipping in between real questions and Chloe's Corner questions. We fucking talked about recording last time, how you guys have a studio in here. You guys like to use that for your demos, and you go to a neighbor across the street to get your actual stuff done. Do you want to shout out their name just one more time so we do have it recorded?
So we recorded the first EP that we did with Dan Schultz.
Okay, Dan Schultz.
Yeah.
Dan Schultz, yeah.
We just finished recording a few months ago, second
and that
one.
That was my next question is, do you want to talk a bit about the upcoming recording? When's it going to be out?
I don't know yet. We're working on it.
Soon, very soon.
Okay. Soon.
Soon.
Out by the time this episode comes out. We'll see.
We recorded at the bakery in Scott's Edition with Will Beasley this time.
Will's awesome.
And it was
very cool experience.
Did they do all the mixing, mastering, and all
that? He did all the mixing.
And stuff?
And then Paul Levitt did the mastering. He sent it out to him.
Were they the same person who did the mastering for the original?
Did different.
No,
different group.
Sterling did the original.
Sterling does like all the like A-list musicians. And they did a great job, but...
We probably paid too much.
We were like, I don't know that we need that level.
I was about to make
but
a joke.
But also, Paul Levitt is
Paul
legit.
Paul
like,
does
he's
a
not
lot.
Like a nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the bands that he's done?
Like All Time Low and stuff like that?
I think he's done a bunch.
Yeah, they used...
So we said we'd have a new single coming out or EP?
We recorded four songs.
Okay.
And we're going to have two of them be singles.
Okay.
But we're just kind of, we just got the final masters back.
Yeah,
and
a couple
got
days
some more
back. Yeah.
Conversations.
Got to make sure that
stuff,
they're all just crisp and right. And,
yeah, yeah.
Sounds
all right,
pretty
very
solid.
Cool, very cool.
But we're, I mean,
what?
I'm amped awesome. About it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are y'all watching right now? Are you addicted to anything? Are you reading a book right now? Are you reading a manga? Are you watching a movie series? What are you doing?
It's all over the place.
Ahsoka?
I told you, right? I know, right?
Got two episodes left of that. Yeah. And then I'm going to watch Loki season two.
Where do you put Ahsoka in the Star Wars universe?
Dude, that's a tough question.
Towards the top or towards the bottom?
Oh, it's very good. It's very good. Yeah, I think anything that's Star Wars, Marvel, or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Jared, where are you at? What's the hot item for the week for you? What are you watching?
What am I watching? We have been watching Yellow Jackets. We're a little...
Oh, that's a fun show.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
We just started the second season. We're a little waiting about it, but yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was thinking of, I was thinking of that one piece that Childish Gambino did, The Swarm. I was thinking of The Swarm.
Yellow Jackets
is the one where they all crash in the airplane
and
they have a dark past, which is probably eating somewhere, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's
and then
it.
That seemed really fun, but I don't have Adam Plus.
It's good. It's like real slow. It's probably too slow.
All the actresses are amazing. I love all those actresses. Yeah. So, I mean, that seems really good.
I read a lot of comics. I'm a big comic guy, and I'm in the middle of reading the big hardcover for a comic called The Department of Truth.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them. What? Who does that one?
It's James Tynion, and I forget the artist's name. But there's a few artists on it. I know Tyler Boss did an issue who I like him a lot. But James Tynion, I like a lot of his stuff. I like Something Is Killing the Children. I'm waiting for the next big hardcover for that to come out. But yeah, Department of Truth, it's an interesting book. It's okay.
It hasn't been
incredible, but I've been enjoying reading it.
The art style seemed a little bit weird for me. I do remember this one now because last podcast, I believe, might have mentioned this one. I've been recently getting into, I need to pick it back up, but the Invisibles. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, of course.
So is that somewhat in the similar vein of the kind of mystery, kind of government conspiracy sort of?
Yeah, Grant Morrison writes, I would say that's Invisibles is a little grungier, a little more Matrix-esque in some ways, but it's, I don't know how much you've read of it.
I'm over half of
it. Okay, yeah, you've
I'm
read
over
a good
half.
Chunk.
I've gotten to
Department
I've
of Truth
to Nevada.
Is more akin to like MIB or something, but it's a little bit smarter in my opinion, and a little bit
interesting.
More
it is art styles with like the kind of jagged.
It's like
it just
his
never
name?
Really appealed to me too
it's
much.
The new,
so I don't think I'd.
Yeah, it's like Bill Skyzawak, I forget how to pronounce his name, but the guy who did New Mutants for a long time, he's done a bunch of Moon Knight and Marvel. He has a big like crazy art style like that, and this artist I think is definitely pulling from that type of vibe, which I don't mind sometimes. I like when it fits the vibe, I'm cool with it. But yeah, I like a lot of clean art too. So
it's the whole time. That's why I like the Invisibles, because they're different artists. So sometimes you get weird shit like that. Sometimes you'll get like a really poppy cartoon kind of shit. Let's get you real quick before we pop on out of here. 13 minutes over your 3 o'clock.
No, it's okay. My wife already hit me up. She's like, "Can you call me?" I was like, "It's gonna be a minute."
We're almost done. I promise.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
I'll barely have to edit this.
Let me think. So right now, on the note of speaking of my wife, we were going down nostalgia lane, and I jokingly suggested one night, not everyone was into the show, but I was like, you know what we should do? We should go back and watch the OC. You guys have OC?
Oh my
God. Have you seen it?
No, the song was way better than the show.
Yeah, it really
Phantom
was.
Planet. Yeah. 100%. So anyway, so Schwartzman, right? We go back and my wife and I've been watching the OC again. And it
I'm
is
sure it holds up.
Dude, it is it's heart wrenching because you realize
it's so
every single thing that you see within the show is just studio. Because Katie is a photographer, so she's like, the lighting is wrong here. Oh, that's not a house. They're just in like a studio.
Okay, can we talk about how
and like it's all the whole show crumbles.
But you're still watching
but it's,
it.
Oh yeah,
we live. Okay,
it's
we live
hilarious.
In
it's amazing.
There are 7 million streaming platforms. You could literally watch any show in the world
at any
given time.
OC.
And Joel was like, you know, we should watch the OC. This is what you elected to. You could literally watch the greatest
so
television
good,
shows of all time over and over and over again. And you went for
I
OC.
Could watch. For me, the greatest television I've ever seen was True Detective season 1.
Where season 2 was a big old letdown.
Yeah, they tried Colin Farrell, didn't work. Season 1, I think, was probably the best filmmaking
it was incredible.
I've seen for a show.
But what was the episode with the one continuous shot?
Yeah, where they do the drug sting
incredible.
And Matthew McConaughey.
We watched it like twice. We watched it together and we watched it over again.
I watched it numerous times.
So we're like, this is just the most
but
amazing
no,
thing.
I'm very aware that it's hilarious that I'm watching the OC. And guess what? I don't care. My wife and I, we just flop on the couch, kids pass out, we're watching the OC.
We've been watching the 90s Spider-Man cartoon the same way.
Because they're awesome.
Yeah,
I watched. I usually
90s Batman. I think was better.
90s Batman.
Oh well,
better.
Yeah. 90s Batman is like Emmy nominated ridiculousness. But it doesn't have jokes. Like I'm kidding not. The first episode is about the lizard, and he goes, "I thought lizards in the sewer were just a myth." And then he sees a footprint, and Spider-Man goes, "Looks like I was mistaken."
No.
No, dude, you gotta watch the old '60s one. That's where the real fucking bullshit's at.
I love dad jokes.
Awesome. We're gonna round it out here real quick. Make sure I didn't. Okay, we skipped around a bunch, and that's perfectly fine. Is this the second? Yes, the second episode of season 6. We're about to be ending it here soon for this year, but 2024 is coming up, right?
Yep.
What do you all, as a band, want to get done in 2024? What are some band goals?
I'd say like stadium tour.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever you two did, but bigger.
Yeah.
We'd like to surpass Taylor Swift's last
The Sphere in Las Vegas. We're going to play there.
We're going to be...
What if we played the Sphere in Las Vegas, but like 30 people?
Wait, you can get inside that thing?
Huh?
I didn't know you can get inside that thing.
Yeah, they play shows.
It's amazing. You two did it. It's... Although I think the most annoying thing would just be that everyone's just got their phone out.
No laws about public advertising.
And no one's sitting there enjoying it. They're just recording the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
For myself.
So what do we
we're gonna put out this EP. We're gonna play some more shows, and we're gonna keep writing. I think we're gonna record another.
I think
EP too.
I think for me, a personal goal just to expand into almost the world that you kind of did, where you're like, I just figured out. I'd like to record here properly, record it, not just demo, but actually, like, I want to.
At Sean's house?
Yeah, I want to learn and work and try to, like, figure out...
Be self-resourceful.
Yeah, like, tones that we can get and experimenting with, like, this works this way and this wasn't good and that's good, whatever. So, for me, that would be a really cool goal to hit, would be to record here.
I'm on board with that, but I will say it is a high bar because the two people that we recorded with
were solid. Both crushed it.
Super, way better than they should have been for the size of our band.
Right. And the last recording being in a, like... top-notch, brand-new studio that is purposely tuned to just get incredible sounds.
But that's not to say I disagree with Joel. I would like to record
some stuff.
Yeah, it's an exciting challenge to me.
Some of the best records in the world were recorded in the dumpiest little spots. So.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, what is it, Foo Fighters, is it One by One, their fourth album, whatever the fuck it is, they re-recorded the entire album in their basement because they didn't like the way it sounded, even though they recorded that album twice. Well, yeah.
I believe that.
Also, Foo Fighters mix all their songs in their cars.
Yeah, they do. Well, I mean, who doesn't mix things in their car now? If you don't mix things in your car, you're fucking stupid. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've never seen that on Instagram. It's like, Dave Grohl and Butch Vig come outside. Yeah. And it's like, who the fuck doesn't? If they're not doing that, they're fucking stupid.
That's what Paul Levitt did in 2009, back when I did my old thing with him. We just drove around his Toyota Tacoma with his dog, which was hilariously named Cameron. And we just listened to our mix in his Toyota Tacoma.
Listen to the mix, light up a little smoke, hang out.
Yep. Or chill for the day. Dan had he bought a $30 Bluetooth speaker.
Like a little JBL speaker.
He puts
it
in his studio so he can switch back and forth. So he's like, this is what people are going to listen to.
I did a full mix one time on my AirPods just to be like, what will this sound like? And it actually was probably one of my better mixes.
That's what I used to do all the time. I'd check it in my car when I was done, and then I'd put it on my iPod so I could take it to the walk to school, and I'd have half an hour to listen to everything. Like, this mix needs to go harder over here. It needs to be lighter. You know what I mean? So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good friends that I've got a ton of friends that are like recording engineers, like mixing engineers, and I feel like I can tap into their knowledge.
Yeah,
100%. Plus, there's always just YouTube, right? Just watch a YouTube video. Yeah.
So, even though we don't know exactly when our new EP and the two singles off those will come out, we can probably find out when those will be out on our Instagram and other pages. So, where can we follow you guys?
Poking me.
It's because you're the manager of Instagram.
You can find us on Instagram at holdoverband, all one word. Holdover band.
Very nice. You guys got, I assume, like a Spotify account.
Yep.
To a
Spotify
kit.
Is linked in through
Instagram
as well.
You got all that stuff. Yep. Hell yeah.
It's just holdover.
Professionally done, guys.
One word,
holdover.
Yeah,
well,
one word.
That was one thing. That is one thing.
Yeah, we're
on one thing. So let's say this episode comes out in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Right.
Do you have any shows after that you can promote that'll be coming up?
We sure don't.
No, we almost had two.
We were gonna play it tomorrow.
It's okay,
we almost had two different shows.
Yeah, we were supposed to play two shows tomorrow.
They both.
We also have been kind of reserved. Like, we like playing shows, but like, I've been in bands where it's like, you need to play as much as you freaking can, and we have been like, no, we want to play shows when it's right.
We actually care about
and feel
hanging out.
Like, I love playing shows as much as possible, but also like. No one will come to your shows if you play every fucking weekend.
Exactly.
Got to meet that perfect little balance there.
And we're doing this mostly for the fun of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like we all have day jobs and commitments and responsibilities that we got to realistically...
Children and wives.
We all have kids, and except for Jared's about to have his first.
Yes, I will have a kid.
Very soon. Actually,
T-minus less than a month.
Okay. It'll be out around the same time this episode probably comes out.
Very nice.
Actually, yeah,
the
very
same
close.
Day.
So, it's depending on the timing, congrats on your birth of your child, Jim.
Hopefully.
Thanks. We'll little Gary Busey throne.
So, we can follow you guys at...
at Holdover Music.
There we go.
Yeah, Holdover Band is the Instagram.
Holdover Band.
Holdover Band.
Holdover Band, yep.
And you can follow us at River City Sounds. Make sure you follow us at the Instagram and Spotify and all the other stuff you listen to us on and give us 5 stars and listen. I have been Cole Curry here with...
Holdover.
Jared. Oh, holdover.
Jared, Cameron, Sean, and Joel. Thanks, Cole.
I love it so much. Thanks guys. It was good to have You guys on. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
First podcast in the books.
Sure if you'd be here, but I'm not surprised that you showed up. So you know I'll play out my years. Tell me if it ever was enough. Is this where you tell me what's right and what's wrong? And how thick the thin line is we all walk on. If you really made me, can you really blame me for every decision that I've made, the prices that I've paid, I've always done my best. I can't do anymore, do anymore, do anymore, do anymore. I'm not trying to avoid what's due. You know I've been far from perfect many times. Just do what you need to do. But I want you to know I did what I felt was right. Is this where you tell me men the talk and not the lie? When I spent my whole life just trying to find it. If you really made me, can you really blame me for every decision that I've made, the prices that I've paid, I've always done my best. I can't do anymore. Do anymore, I can't do anymore. Do anymore, do anymore, do anymore. I wanted to love you for so many years. I like to think that that never changed. Always felt you were for the good in me, even when it seemed to be painful in too many ways. I was told about reconciliation. Tell me I fought it astray. If you're really about second chances, could you tell me that I'll be okay? If you really made me, can you really blame me for every decision that I've made, the prices that I've paid, I've always done my best. If you really made me, can you really blame me for every decision that I've made, the prices that I've paid, I've always done my best. I can't do anymore, do anymore.
about Jesus, and it makes me want to believe things could get better, better between us. Just promise me you won't.